You're listening to SBS News.
The Jobs and Skills Summit in Canberra saw a gathering of billionaires, business people, union leaders and high-profile politicians. But far from the corridors of power, driving his Uber and following developments closely was Roshan Aslam.
With this job summit, that it gives a lot of hope to people that who are waiting for their visas, especially when the last government, they sent people home if they don't want to stay. But people do want to stay.
Mr. Aslam works as a part-time Uber driver in Sydney. The 28-year-old from Pakistan has a master's in information technology and is studying leadership and management. He's currently on a student visa and has applied for permanent residency in Australia, but says he's concerned it won't be granted before his visa expires in 2024. Being on a student visa coupled with the COVID-19 pandemic and trying to adjust to a new culture, Mr. Aslam says he's faced a number of challenges.
It was really, really hard, especially, when the pandemic hit. Students were not covered under any scheme by the government. And what happened is, government did support to a lot of their citizens, permanent residents, but nothing for students. So that's another hurdle that we faced, especially in COVID. They were left alone and they were told that if you can't afford to live here, if you don't have a job anymore, you can go home.
His experience isn't unique and has raised concerns about improving pathways to permanent migration. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it's a goal.
We need a more straightforward and certain pathway to permanent residency. And I believe there's an important and genuine consensus, not just in this room, but indeed around the country, that migration should not simply be about bringing in workers to fill gaps. It should be about helping people to put down roots, to join in the life of our country towns, our regions and our suburbs.
Minister for Home Affairs Claire O'Neill announced an increase to foreign arrivals at the summit in Canberra.
So one of the responses today that we're announcing in response to the skills crisis is that the permanent skilled migration rate for 2022, which had been set at 160,000, the government will now increase that number to 195,000 this financial year.
The federal government heeded calls from the Australian Council of Trade Unions and the Business Council of Australia to lift the current annual cap on foreign arrivals by 35,000 places. It's also committing $36.1 million to clear visa backlogs, with almost a million applications for permanent and temporary visas waiting to be processed. Matt Kunkel is the Migrant Workers Centre's Chief Executive Officer and welcomes the increase, but says it's only part of the picture.
So at the moment, a lot of visa holders rely on their employer for their residency status. And if they raise their voice against their employer, they risk losing years of a settlement pathway towards permanent residency.
Roshan Aslam knows this feeling all too well.
If you're working for Uber, you're not covered with anything. Like, Uber is not responsible for anything. So it's a company that you work for, but you're not going to get sick leaves. You basically have a contract with them that you are their partners. And it does seem off, but it is what it is.
Mr. Kunkel says there needs to be improved workplace protections for all migrant workers.
So when it comes to international students, we need to not only increase the ability for those folks that have learnt skills here to apply them here after they've finished, but we also need to provide those international students with protections against adverse visa findings while they're working during their study period.
Maya Assad is a Palestinian refugee who now works in Esperance in regional Western Australia as a civil engineer. She was able to come to Australia through the Skilled Refugee Pilot Program, which launched last year.
The program is really good. It's win-win, the employer will have a good employee. And at the same time, all these people like me, refugee, they are not having any rights. They are just waiting for opportunity to have to prove themselves.
The government insists the changes will see thousands more engineers and nurses settling in the country, with a focus on getting more workers into the regions. Nationals leader David Littleproud says that's crucial.
I want to see the next generation of migrants come to regional Australia, not pass through. We've had enough of people just coming, picking crops or being part of the processing sector and just coming and going. We want them to live in regional Australia. We actually want them. That's where we've been built so strongly on, has been because of migration.
Meanwhile, his Liberal counterpart, opposition leader Peter Dutton, refused to attend the summit. He did, however, agree a boost in migration is needed.
Well, we just need to see what they actually deliver, because Labor's great at making grand announcements, but quite often in 2 or 3 or 6 months' time, you'll find that they haven't lived up to what they've announced.
The Jobs and Skills Summit has seen powerful players assemble in Canberra, making big decisions about the nation's future. But Matt Kunkel says the real test will come once they all leave.
We would like the federal government to have another look at the Protecting Migrant Workers Bill that lapsed before the election. It needs some significant work, but the idea of introducing whistleblower protections and protecting migrants from adverse visa outcomes when they've been exploited is a really great step in not just increasing migrant numbers in the country, but making sure they're supported to be full partners of our community.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.